This podcast is intended for adult audiences only and contains explicit language in spicy situations. And we do not replace any advice of professionals, and the views and opinions expressed by our guests do not reflect our own.
Welcome to the Pineapple Express podcast, and I'm your host, Kylie, aka Sexy Swinger Chick.
And I'm Brad, aka Brad the Space Cadet.
Journey with us as we navigate an ethical non-monogamy, sex positivity, sex work, and relationship advice as millennial swingers.
Explore with us as we share some of our upside down pineapple ventures with you.
All aboard the Pineapple Express.
Hello, my friends who have decided to join the non-monogamous lifestyle, or maybe you've been in that lifestyle for a really long time, or maybe you're not even non-monogamous and you just really like hearing swinger stories or non-monogamy stories. That's cool too. I love that you're here, and thank you so much for spending your afternoon, your morning, your drive, your cleaning session, wherever you're listening to this. I wanted to thank you and, you know, give you my sincere gratitude for listening and taking the time to like reflect on gratitude. That's what we're going to be talking about today. So I'm going to do this in like two parts. We're going to talk about like gratitude with your partner, and then we're going to talk about just like gratitude for being a swinger and like in the swinger lifestyle. What things can we be grateful for? But I want to like do some self-reflection really quick with all of you. And I want to take the time to share things that I'm personally grateful for as a 32-year-old millennial non-monogamous content creator and sex worker. And I also would encourage you to reflect on some things that you are personally grateful for as well as we come into this holiday season. You know, there's a lot of craziness going on in the world right now. There's a lot of injustices happening outside of our control. And there's also, you know, a lot going on and surrounding us in terms of like the economy and money. And, you know, we're in a time of uncertainty. And that can be really scary and overwhelming. And I just want you to take a moment and reflect on that and think, you know, even though there's all these scary, overwhelming things happening in our world, maybe we can take the time to reflect on the things that we are grateful for and happy for, and the wondrous thing that is our life. And I think we don't do enough of that. We don't thank ourselves enough. We don't sit down and have these conversations with ourselves enough. We just think about, oh my God, Christmas is coming and I got to get the kids the Nintendo Switch, and like I have to cook Thanksgiving dinner, and I have to ride all around town visiting my family who hates me because I'm an out non-monogamous person, which I think I'm going to do an episode on that next week and how to kind of deal with that whole thing, because that can be scary. But, you know, I think for me personally, I took some time and I reflected on all the things that I'm grateful for. And like the first thing that I'm grateful for is the platform that has been presented to me. I never thought in 2020 when I started making stupid little TikToks about my journey with swinging that it would take me on this journey. And I just feel so much gratitude for where I'm at today. I'm grateful for my continued sobriety. We're almost at 5 months, and a lot of you have been on this journey with me. You've listened to my struggles. You've listened to my triumphs, and I'm grateful for every day that I wake up and I didn't drink and I'm not hungover. I'm grateful for all the friendships that I've developed throughout this journey. The amazing, beautiful people that I get to connect with every single day. I'm grateful for the transformative process that this journey has given me. I'm so grateful for my transformation, which I'll speak a little bit on that for a moment. And I just want to say that, like, I don't know if you guys noticed, but, like, I didn't play any ads in the beginning. So I'm working on de-influencing my platform because I will be honest with you guys. I think that the influencer culture is coming to a halt very soon here. And just to be completely transparent, the organizations that I put my name on, like Promescent and Shameless Care and 3Fun and Cassidy and SDC and, you know, all of those organizations, I truly feel as though if I give you guys the links to that and stuff, like, I'm helping you. You know, people in the lifestyle need STD testing. They need discreet STD testing. I believe in Promescent's products because I use them. You know, their lube is literally the only lube I can use that's not causing issue with my lady parts, you know. If I use any other type of lube, my pussy gets sick. And Promescent truly has the best aloe-based lube for me personally. 3Fun, I think that there's so much value in 3Fun and Cassidy and SDC, and like the value is swingers meeting other swingers and people getting involved with the non-monogamous lifestyle. So like those are truly products and things that I personally feel called to tell you guys about. With all that being said, you know, I do get a little bit of a commission, right? Like this podcast does not, like, it doesn't take nothing. Like I have podcasting, you know, equipment that needs paid for. And like, I do all of this for free and I give you guys my time and my energy. And in return, like, you know, I just get a little bit from these companies, because I truly believe in them. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. But I think that it's really important for me to be transparent with you guys about that. These are companies and organizations that I truly, truly feel connected with. And I feel like it's very important and they add value to this community. And that's why I do that. And yes, the little commission that I get is nice. It helps. But I'm in this very transformative process of just, I woke up, maybe it was like a couple of weeks ago, and I just felt this sort of like, what am I putting into the world? And what kind of value am I putting into the world? And I looked into myself and I reflected on it, and I just felt like I could add so much more value than what I'm adding right now. I truly believe that I was pushed into this platform to do something special and something transformative for the community, that doesn't just involve making silly, cute little TikToks. That doesn't involve TikToks of me being like, oh, look at my swinger lifestyle. I'm so amazing and perfect. And like, this is so great. And we just party together and all of us sleep together. And like, look at how hot my husband is. And look at how hot my friends' husbands are. Like, I just don't believe that I'm called to do that anymore. I believe that this transformative process was for me to really look into myself and my content and my platform and be like, bro, what are we doing here? Because if you just want to sell your OnlyFans, then you should just do that. Or do you truly want to help people? Do you truly want to add value to this community? And I'm like, fuck yeah, I do. So I'm going to, you know, and that process is going to look different than what you've seen before and maybe what you see from other people. And that's okay. I've always been a bit of a rebel. I've always been different. I knew even when I started on this journey to swinger content creation and all that, I knew that I was different. I knew that I was going to break this mold. And, you know, I sort of feel like in a lot of ways I followed the crowd because I wanted to be accepted. I think that we all truly have a, we want to be accepted. And now I'm at a point where I know that I'm always going to be, like, I'm always going to be able to rebuild. I've lost accounts with 150,000 followers. I've lost accounts with 100,000 followers, 80,000 followers. Like, the universe keeps providing a platform for me. And there's a reason for that. And it's not because people want me to continue making cutesy little TikTok videos and then send you to my OnlyFans link so that I can exploit you and make money off of the swinger lifestyle. Like, that's not where I'm at anymore. Like I said, I mean, I've never really been there. Like, it's never really been like me exploiting the community. But like, I think in a lot of ways, like, we as a community need to start like having these conversations and talk about it and like understand that, like, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. People have to eat and people have to put food on their table and people have to like live, right? And we're coming into a space of like people wanting to be financially free and like finding ways to do that. And I think OnlyFans and content creation is a really great way to do that. And I think that it adds a lot of value to our society. I am truly an advocate for sex work, as many of you know that. So I have literally no issue with sex work, but I don't like how we have put sex work in the box of like, well, I'm a swinger, educator, and content creator, but like, here's my OnlyFans. Watch me fuck hot people. I just don't like that. I think that you have to, like, I think, take both of those thoughts and really, truly, like, take them and separate them. And that's okay. It's okay to separate those things. So I'm really grateful that I'm on this journey and that I'm learning all of these things. And I'm grateful for my mentors. I'm grateful for the people at NCSF and Open and Woodhull and all of the organizations that I truly feel connected to. I truly feel like they've added so much value to me and have given me a lot of amazing tools to come into this transformative process. They've taught me so much. They've connected me with the right people to where now, like, dude, I'm going to be a freaking non-monogamous relationship coach. Like, my dream is now coming into fruition because of the amazing experiences through content creating and like through this journey. And I'm just so grateful and blessed for all of those things. And I just, again, want to reiterate how thankful I am for everybody that's been a part of this journey with me and going to continue on the journey with me. Bear with me. You know, I don't say things to like put others down. And I think that sometimes it looks like that. Like, it looks like I'm, I guess, depowering someone else instead of, I don't know if that's even a word, but like, instead of empowering other people. And it's not that I'm like taking anything away from them. It's me wanting people to not only like self-reflect on themselves, but like, I think too, like, just maybe if we all took our ego out of all of this and we're like, okay, like, maybe I could do this better or that better. And I'm not saying like that I know everything and I'm like the perfect, like, oh my God, everybody should listen to me. Like, I'm right about everything. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that like, there's value to what everybody's doing. And I think if we truly say that we're advocates and that we want to influence the swinger lifestyle in a positive way, we have to really do a lot of self-reflection and we have to be careful about how we're showing ourselves to the world, because there is so much stigma that's continuously surrounded around non-monogamy and sex work. And like, these are things that I don't think are going to have a whole lot of change even within my lifetime, but like, I do see the pendulum swinging, and I just want everybody to be able to find their own value and find who they are, you know, and have the same process that I did and grow and evolve in this community. And I'm also in this space of like recognizing that like, if my value doesn't add value to you, like if what I'm bringing to the world, if that's not what you want, I promise you there are other creators and other podcasts and other people who can, you know, scratch that itch for you, right? Like there are so many amazing podcasts out there and so many content creators who are bringing a lot of different things to, you know, this space, this content creation space, this swinger content creation space. And like, I would encourage you to like seek those people out and truly try to connect with them. And, you know, because I'm not for everybody, and I'm learning that not everybody has to like me and not everybody has to align with me. And that's okay, because I align with me. And there's so many people who do align with me that I add value for them. So with all of that being said, I just want to say that I am truly, truly in a place of gratitude for every single person who I've met and every single person who's touched me. And I don't mean that in like a perverted way. I guess I could. But every single person who's touched me, touched my heart, touched my soul that I've met through this community, I would not have that if I didn't make silly little TikToks that enticed people, you know, into the swinging lifestyle and to join me. So thank you, everybody who continuously listens. I love you and thank you for all of your support. And here we go with our gratitude podcast. So many things to be grateful for, especially when it comes to being a swinger and being in a swinger relationship. You know, first and foremost, I'm really grateful for the freedom of being a swinger and my relationship with my partner. And, you know, I feel like it's such a gift to be in this sort of a relationship, right? Where I can be myself and, you know, there's none of that like toxic, not, you know, toxic monogamy sort of mindset of like, you can't be friends with other guys and like, you know, you can't be empowered in your sexuality because other people will look at you and that makes me uncomfortable. You know, I'm empowered within my sexuality and I'm empowered within my, you know, queerness in my relationship. And I'm just really thankful for all those things. I mean, like, there's so many things that I'm thankful for my partner for. And, you know, I think that those are like specific to everybody's relationship. So I would highly encourage everyone listening to like sit down and really make a list of like specific things that you're thankful for from your partner and that you're like grateful for, you know. Are you grateful that your partner is sensitive and they listen and they're emotional? Are you grateful that they're a wonderful provider for you and your family, you know? So that's my homework for this week. I encourage everyone to sit down and or, you know, you can sit down with your partner and have like those intimate discussions. You know, Brad and I love to have deep discussions. It really helps build intimacy and like just really feeling in tune with your partner is such a gift. And then too, like I'm super grateful for my friends that I've, you know, and connections that I've developed throughout this journey. I have so many people in my life who are cheering me on and supporting me in friendship, men and women. And I think that that's such a beautiful thing about this lifestyle is like, we empower each other in our freedom and our joy, and we share joys with each other. And it's truly a beautiful thing. You know, 'tis the season for Thanksgiving. And like, really, I just want everybody to come into a space of gratitude while listening to this and really, really think about your partner and think about your lifestyle and all the things you're grateful for. And I'm going to give you my top 5 tips for coming into gratitude with your partner and in your swinger relationship. I think my first tip is easy, relatively. It's coming into a space with your partner to make a conscious choice to be grateful. And this is my number one tip. Telling your partner how grateful you are for them, which is, you know, something that I was just talking about, you know, sitting down and having those conversations. And even if you just say, I'm just so grateful to have you in my life. I'm so grateful that we live this life together. And don't just say that, like, truly mean it, like, truly look them in the eye and say, I am grateful. Really feel those feelings of gratefulness. And, or, you know, if you're not partnered with somebody and you're a single person listening to this, you know, truly make a conscious effort to, like, feel gratitude for the life that you're living. Feel the gratitude for the lifestyle and your friends and your connections, and tell them, I'm grateful for you. And so I think that that this is a big piece of this, like, telling people how grateful, you're going to get into a grateful mindset. And I think for number two, you know, also telling your partner thank you for the little things. You know, thank you for thinking of me. Thank you for cooking dinner. Thank you for cleaning up, you know, the house. Thank you for, you know, building that bookshelf. Thank you for coming to yoga with me. Thank you for the things that you do. Like, let them know with your words that you're thankful for them. Like, and thank them every chance that you get. And even if something that I like to do, because me and my partner, our schedules are really, really wild. Like, I work at night, he works during the day. I do way too much. And so one thing that I like to do is I'll, like, text him and be like, hey, I'm really grateful that you took the garbage out this morning. Thank you. Like, thank you for being such a good dad to our child. Like, thank you. I love you. I'm so grateful for the wonderful sex that we had last night, you know. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Like, really trying to make a conscious effort every single day to thank your partner would definitely be my second tip. Because again, like, that's going to build intimacy and that's going to build connection, and it's going to validate your partner. I think that we don't validate our partners enough. And this is something that I'm really learning, is like, even if you might not agree with something that your partner says or does, or, like, you know, you maybe don't really want to hear about their shitty day at work, or, like, you don't really have the space or the energy to feel those things, like, just validating them and being like, wow, that must have really sucked when you had to do that at work today, or you had to deal with a shitty client, or, like, you know, anything like that. Like, just validating their feelings and letting them know that, like, I hear you is, I think, really important. Which is my number three tip. Like, really listen to your partner and be interested in what they're sharing with you. I am somebody who, I'm really in tune with my emotions. I'm really in tune with my feelings. And I'm really in tune with, like, who I am as a person. And I feel like my partner maybe struggles a little bit with that. But, like, it's really great to just listen to your partner. And, like, for me, when Brad wants to tell me how he feels, or when my partner wants to really, like, have conversations with me and he's like, hey, this is bothering me, or, you know, this is something that I think that we can work on. Like, I really truly am coming into a space of wanting to listen to that. And I also want to be interested in what he's interested in, even if I'm not. You guys, I don't care about snakes. I don't care about cars. Brad doesn't care about musicals. Brad does not care about, like, my hairstyles, or, like, you know, but I make an effort to try to really care about what he cares about, and, like, try to, even if I can just listen, you know, listening to him and really being interested in the conversations that we're having, instead of, you know, it's so easy to get into, like, this day-to-day mindset of just, like, go, 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 go. So if you take those moments with your partner and truly, like, listen to them, and I can give you an example. You know, last night I came home from musical rehearsal and I was so hungry. I was like, oh my God, I could, you know, and I had my like salad already and stuff and I was ready to eat. But Brad was like telling me about his day and like how he was carrying something and he was thinking to himself, like, I wonder if Kylie could lift this, you know. And he was just like telling me stories from his day. And I, even though I was really, really hungry and I really wanted to be selfish and do something for myself, like, I knew in that moment that he needed me to listen to him. So I listened to him and I waited until he was done because I'm truly interested in what he has to say. And I'm grateful that he chooses to tell me his innermost thoughts, you know. And then I think another important piece of this is showing your partner that you're grateful for them. So number four is like, do something with a loving heart, you know, cook them a really like their special favorite dinner. Maybe you could, you know, wash and fold their laundry and put it away to make their life a little bit easier. You know, buy them the concert tickets that they wanted if you have a little bit of extra money. You know, it's like those acts of service, which is, I think a lot of this is centered in like a love language sort of thing. Like, understanding your partner's love language. And like for a lot of people, it's like, I know for me personally, it's acts of service. So like when Brad does the dishes, that saves me whatever 10 minutes, but like that's really important. So then I can spend those 10 minutes like meditating or reading or like recording a podcast, you know. But I really think that those moments are important to me, and just doing things for your partner with a loving heart, the small things do add up and they do matter. And I think when it comes to specifically swinging, because a lot of that was like based in like a coupled and a partner relationship. But when it comes to swinging, you know, I'm also going to say like my top five things that I'm grateful for in the swinger lifestyle. And I would also encourage you to sit down with your partner, you know, maybe both of you can write a list of, you know, the top five things as swingers that you're grateful for, and maybe compare lists and kind of see where you guys are at. Like, so for me, my number one thing that I'm grateful for when it comes to swinging is the relationships that I build with other people. And I talked a little bit about this earlier, but like truly like those soul connections and people who just get me and people that I can be authentic with and people that I can really connect with on a different level than just like surface level friendships, because you're breaking away all of those like sexual layers. And then you can really just sit with that and have friendships that are more authentic than I feel like just regular vanilla friendships. Speaking of vanilla, has anyone heard that new Jack Harlow song that talks about vanilla? It's called Lovin' on Me, and I'm freaking obsessed with it. I'm vanilla, baby. I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby. She's 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about you. Oh my God, I love it. Oh, it's so good. But anyways, and like, yeah, getting to express music with my friends in the swinger lifestyle. I love that too. You know, there's a lot of the events, you know, we get to like listen to songs that we love and dance and have fun and just, again, be our authentic, you know, silly, amazing, goofy selves. And, I think like, when it comes to me not drinking, that's a big part of it. Like I found that like, oh my God, I have value as a person at parties who doesn't drink. I think the other thing that I'm really grateful and thankful for is the value that it's added to my relationship. And I think that it's really brought me and my partner to a space of way more intimacy, way more bonding. You know, like I'm so grateful for that buzz that you get with your partner, like after the event, and you're just like, or after the night at the event, and you're just like, oh my God, that was so much fun. You know, and being able to really connect with your partner when it comes to swinging, because I think swinging can really be such a healthy, beautiful thing for a relationship if done right, you know. And I think non-monogamy in general can be such a beautiful, amazing process. So for me and my partner specifically, like, we just have found this new, and it's not really new anymore, but like this intimacy that's developed in our relationship. And I think that that's so profound and it's so beautiful. And it's like something that I'm just so grateful for, is just the connection with my partner that I don't know that I would have gotten otherwise. And I just am grateful for that, you know, the reconnection, that we call it, you know, which is like after sex, you know, like after the swinger event, after we've swapped partners or done a big orgy, like then reconnecting with him. And also like really sitting with his value and finding his value as a sexual partner, you know, after having new sexual partners and realizing like, oh, nobody knows me the way that my partner does. And I love that. I love that, like, I can be grateful for our sex life together. Another thing that I am eternally grateful for when it comes to swinging is the ultimate freedom that I feel as a human, being able to express myself in a sexual way. I think as women, you know, it's a lot different for us to be able to express ourselves. We find that, you know, it's kind of like the whole coming out as a slut kind of thing. Like, I'm slutty and I enjoy this, and, you know, be a slut, do what you want, have fun, you know. That's what life is all about. I mean, life is obviously not all about sex, but like being able to like wear sexy clothes and go to these events and feel sexy about myself and feel confident in my sexuality and feel confident like in that sluttiness, you know, it's like this personal freedom that you find. And I'm so grateful for that. And that freedom also comes with like me and my partner having this understanding that like we can have friendships outside of each other with people of the opposite sex, and it doesn't necessarily mean that like we're trying to fuck them, right? Like, I have guy friends who like are truly the coolest, best people in the world. People like Joe, you know, who just like get me, and me and him can like text about stupid shit, or like I can call him and be like, I feel this emotion, like, you know, or he can call me and be like, I'm feeling this, you know. And it's an intimacy with a friendship that's different than like with your partner. You know, nobody's ever going to be able to replace my partner. And that's why I just don't feel like I personally and authentically could ever really be polyamorous at this point in my life. But like, there are people who are of the opposite sex who can add value to your life, and it's okay to have friendships like outside of just somebody who's of the same sex, especially for like a queer, you know, bisexual person. Like, I become attracted to people of both genders. So for us to be swingers, that really opened our eyes to like, yeah, you know, just because I'm friends with somebody and, you know, they're of the opposite sex, that doesn't necessarily mean that like I'm trying to sleep with them. And it's not any different than like me having conversations like that with women. And I've always, you know, felt like I was the person who connected better with guys because, you know, they kind of are the devil's advocate for me because I'm such a girl. Like, I'm like, oh my God, this is like the world is caving in. And they're like, Kylie, relax, like be logical, you know. And those are like things that you can get outside of your partner. And that's okay to like sit with those freedom feelings and be okay with like being able to get value from other people who are men, or, you know, if you're a man listening to this, like women who aren't your partner. And then I think, you know, the most important thing is the value that I find within myself. And I'm so grateful for the confidence and the healthy lifestyle that swinging has brought to me. Like, I want to, you know, look my best and feel my best. So I make choices to do those things. I mean, I guess the 3 cookies I ate today doesn't really help that. But like, you know, it really, it's more than just like an outward appearance, though. It's like an inward appearance, right? Like, I want to, you know, have good vibes with people and like have good conversations, and realizing that like there's more to this lifestyle than just the way that you look is so important. And like doing a lot of just self-reflection and healing a lot of the rejection wounds and the insecurity wounds that we all literally have and that we are forced to deal with when we join this lifestyle. Like, if you don't want to do the hard work, and like I've said this so many times on this podcast and like on my social media, like if you don't want to do the hard work within yourself to heal wounds and like truly sit with yourself and reflect on your choices and like, why is this bothering me? Why am I insecure? Why am I feeling this way? Then this lifestyle is not for you. Like, this is a lifestyle where you're just going to be forced to deal with those. And I love that about swinging. Like, it also, you know, when it comes to self-reflection, like it gives you boundaries. Like, I now have boundaries with people. I have boundaries online with people. When people, you know, ask me things that I don't want to answer, I'm okay with saying no. You know, I'm okay with not having conversations on this podcast that I don't want to have. I have boundaries, and I'm okay with those boundaries and not giving my time and energy into places and people and things that I don't want to. And I think that that's just brought me a lot of self-esteem, and it's brought me on this amazing healing journey. And I'm really, really grateful for that. So with all that being said, you know, what are you guys grateful for? What do you think, you know, is important to highlight when it comes to your swinging experience, and what has added value to you personally, to your relationship? You know, how are those things manifesting in your life right now? And of course, I want to thank all of you for always being amazing and sharing your experiences with me and listening to me and giving me this beautiful platform to exist and grow and change. Thank you guys so much. I'm eternally grateful for each and every single one of you listening right now. And I want you to know that from the bottom of my heart, I love you so much. You've given me gifts that I will never, ever be able to repay you for. So with all that being said, take a ride on the Pineapple Express, and until next time, love you all.
If you're like us, you want a naughty lifestyle without risk. You want to have sex with other couples, some of whom you barely know, and walk away scot-free, no STDs or other complications. You want to have your cake and eat it too. We want that for you too. Shameless Care offers lifestyle-specific at-home STD testing and prescription ED medications, and we should be your lifestyle medical provider. Use coupon code CHIC, that's CHIC, at checkout.